You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We've got a little different show going on today. We're taking calls, though. In fact, we're going to work in as many calls this last hour as we can. It's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Gene Helmick Richardson is... still with me. He's a Ph.D. entomologist from Texas Tech, as I am, and been involved in this alternative way of controlling insect pests for a long time. Dr. Green Jeans is his nickname. You may have heard that used before. And so if you got any questions, we'd be delighted. We've been talking about the mosquito issue more than anything, but any topic is up for grabs. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water. They are a relatively new advertiser, and I'm delighted to have them on board. It's a mineral water that comes from Mineral Wells, Texas, from the famous Crazy Well over there. I drink it, and I love it. I'll have a bottle with me when I go out to tee it up later today, I can assure you, and I recommend you give it a try if you haven't already. DrinkCrazyWater.com is the website. You can go in there, and it's got some info on how to help you get your local retail establishments to carry the water. There's several different ones. I drink the one in the red label because it has the most mineral content. I think it's the best for you. Somebody called in before we go to the phone lines real quick. Somebody called in and said that animals outside are going to be drinking in pesticides out of the puddles out there. Gene, one thing that and somebody has called in with some boxes to help the beekeepers, and how I get the boxes together with the beekeepers, I'll try to call Brandon at our first break here and see what's going to be the best way to get some boxes to them to cover up beehives for this next spraying round that's apparently going to be happening tonight unless it rains. But, yeah, there's a danger of animals drinking the puddles of water from a couple of standpoints. You don't know what's in those puddles, but the pesticide could be there. Brandon Pollard, our beekeeper friend, was worried about the bees drinking that water and being killed. Gene, you think there's much risk there?
Well, risk is a real relative term. And sure. I know that, you know, if somebody had went in with one of those weed and feed and controlling granules on the yard and it had run from your neighbor's yard into your yard, and those puddles are pretty toxic to start with. The aerial spraying is probably not going to cause anything, but maybe I do know there will be a kind of a mineral oil scum over the top of water. I've seen it actually in my yard. I assumed it was from the spraying because it made the little rainbows on the water. I assume there's a small amount. Everything's dosage related, and I think that I'd be more worried about the bees than I would be about the dogs.
Larger.
The larger mammals.
But even some people, as we were discussing off the air, that have immune system problems and everything can be affected by this tiny, tiny amount of spray or any kind of chemical. So
you can line up a million people and give them all a teaspoon of peanut butter and see what happens.
That's right.
Some people are more sensitive than others.
Okay, let's catch up on some calls here. Dane in Louisville, Texas, what can we do for you?
I have carpenter ants. What can I do? Because I had termites, and they said they follow the termites.
Okay, well, I'll tell you mine, and we'll see what Gene has to say. We find that the orange oil, and we were talking about the fact that orange oil or D-limonene used in too heavy a doses is problematic as well. But carpenter ants can be killed easily with orange oil or D-limonene products, and it also works as a repellent.
In the house? Because I have them in the house.
Yes, in the house. Gene, you agree, disagree?
Well, all of the ants are social insects, and they're sort of like them mosquitoes. If you don't get to the source, you got to get the queen eventually to stop them. They're mostly nocturnal, so if you go out with a flashlight at night and can figure out where they're living, You can attack them with almost anything, any of the citrus oil products.
Or essential oil products in general.
If you can get it to them.
Yeah.
I found that tracking powders type of stuff like boric acid, just the plain old boric acid with a flowing agent applied to a colony will kill the queen and stop everything.
Do you ever worry about the toxicity of boric acid?
Absolutely. It has a low toxicity. You don't want to breathe it. You don't want to put it out where it's going to be contacting people. But boric acid is a part of the natural environment. I can find boric acid in the soil outside the studio.
Sure.
There's a small quantity around. And if you used any 20 mule team borax, you've been exposed to borate compounds.
Sure.
Carpenter ants are not wood-eating insects. They're just wood-dwelling insects. So tracking them back to where they are, what you'll usually find is that there's some moisture problem because they don't – our Camponotus carpenter ant around here usually doesn't like digging in sound wood.
Same way with termites,
yeah,
really.
They'll find a softened – water softened area that's
That's where I've got them is in the both bathrooms. That's
yeah,
where...
get the leak fixed and that'll help. And the commercial
they're in my toilet. I don't have a leak.
They're just thirsty.
The commercial product name is called Citrus Magic. Well, not it's not Citrus Magic. I'm drawing a blank. If you go to the stores that sell organic products, they'll have a quart hand spray bottle that has citrus in it. And I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on the exact name. I'll think of it in a minute. But you'll find it in any of the stores that sell organic products.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Appreciate your call very much. Let's go to Richard in Rockwall, Texas. Hey, Richard. Richard. See where he is, and then we'll get back with him in a minute. Andrea is next. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Howard. I was talking to a group of people yesterday in Lucas, and they were concerned. I was telling them about the mosquito dunks, and they were wondering if they could put those in their stock tanks, if that would affect the animals or not.
They could. The livestock could eat them like candy, and it wouldn't hurt them a bit.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought, but I did want to verify that.
You wouldn't want to encourage that. It'd be a waste of product, but it's not going to hurt them at all.
Okay, that was the only place that they could think that they had standing water. So there was that, and I wanted to talk about...
Let me tell you one other thing, though, Andrea. Some of ranchers have reported to me that they've taken lemons. In this case, you can use some that have gone past, prime being ripe and not good anymore. Cut them up and kind of squeeze them and throw them in, and just that little bit of lemon juice in the water will kill the larvae pretty well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I will definitely pass that on. I also wanted to ask you about the 2 acres that the college has out there on their farm in South Dallas.
Right.
So I heard y'all talking about now is the time to start mosquito treatment for next year. And I was wondering, do you have that out on your website where I could look at that breakdown on what to do and when to do it?
That's a good point. We ought to just document all that, put it into a schedule. It's basically what we've been talking about all morning, though, is going ahead and treating the stagnant ponds, trying to solve them so they're not there anymore, drain them, whatever, the ones that can't be drained, starting to use the BTI products or some kind of an oil like we were just talking about.
Or mosquito fish.
I keep forgetting that, and that's the best tool of all is the little
gambusia. If
it's
permanent water in a pond, like a stock tank, you can dump in a bucket of those little shiny minnows, and that'll take care of your skeeters.
And by the way, any of the stores in any city that sell aquatic plants and koi and things like that, they'll almost all have the gambusia, the mosquito-eating fish, for sale. And
can I put those out there? Because where we have standing water out there is Five Mile Creek, which is that tree line that runs right behind it. Could I put them back there?
Absolutely.
Would they stay or would they?
Well, they may wash downstream, but your neighbors downstream would appreciate it.
They breed so prolifically. Yeah, just use them anywhere you can.
Doesn't take many. Once they get established, they're there.
And I've never heard anybody talk about them becoming so so much of a population that they become a pest, an issue. Have you, Gene?
Well, if they do get that level, I can guarantee you you'll see a big old heron or a crane out there having lunch because they'll eat them.
Okay. They'll eat them, which we do. We do have a population of those what do you call them, cattle birds or cranes?
Mm-hmm. Egrets and all those.
Right now, the egrets. Maybe I'll run down and get some of those little fish. I'm just trying to make it where this April we won't have the big mosquito problem like we did this year at our fundraiser event.
Get ahead of the game. That's the way to go.
I will.
Thank you. Do you have something else?
I did. I just.
Okay, hang on, and we'll chat just a little more when we come back. Howard Garrett and Gene Helmick Richardson, it's 866-444-3478. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon, even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard and Gene back with you, and Andrea is still with us, I believe. Andrea, you there?
Yes, I am.
What else did you have?
Just very quickly, I wanted to say thank you for the advice on treating the lime tree with Garrett juice. The lime tree that I've been working with that my clients have is looking beautiful and making delicious fruit.
Oh, great.
So that was it. Thanks to both of y'all for what y'all are doing.
Thank you, Andrea. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Andrea is one of our organic gardeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth area here. I've had a question come in about getting some boxes to Brandon and Susan Pollard, the Texas Honeybee Guild, to cover their beehives tonight. We're going to be sprayed again here in Dallas tonight. And a couple people have called in about where to get those. It's the Dallas, where to take the boxes if you're in the Dallas area for to help them is the Dallas Eco Co-op, and it's on Shoreview. She said to go to Facebook and do Dallas Eco Co-op. That didn't come up for me yet when I did it real quickly, but it's over there off Northwest Highway on Shoreview. It's the old Piggly Wiggly that's in that area. It's called the Dallas Eco Co-op, and that's where they are trying to receive some donations of cardboard boxes that can be used to cover up the beehives. Gene, we were talking about so many things off the air, I forgot exactly what they are, but remind me a minute. Let's talk to Richard here first in Rockwall. Richard, are you there? Richard? Hello, Richard. Was he not there before, Richard? I'm going to put him on hold again. We'll instead go to Harold in Grand Prairie. Hello, Harold.
Hello, guys.
Yeah,
real
go
quickly,
ahead.
The orange oil products to pour down the drain. I'm out here in South Grand Prairie, and I've got the ants and the little cockroaches coming through. Any particular brand or of orange oil that would work better or the strength?
You're pouring it down the drain?
Is that what I should do?
I don't know. Well, drains, if they're functioning properly, it would just wash away down the drain. Now, if you're talking about a French drain?
No, just regular old bathroom drain.
Okay. What happens is in this hot weather, the inside of your house gets as dry as a desert. That's why you got that little dripping condensate pipe outside your house, is to get rid of all that moisture that it sucked out of your house. And when you get a roach or almost any insect that gets inside a house, they wave their little antennae around and say, "Oh, it's dry in here. I need some water." And they start following that humidity gradient straight to your drain, usually to the master bathroom or the kitchen, the dishwasher, the evaporator pan under the refrigerator, somewhere there's moisture. And when they get to that area and drop into the sink, they crawl around. And here's a nice, dark, damp place, even smells good. And they'll hang in there. And when you turn on the water, they say, "Flood," and they come running out and scare you to death. If you've got roaches in the drain, they're coming in somewhere else. Find where they're getting in. And if you've got them coming in under your door, your sliding door, garage door, that means you got them outside. So it's better to stop them outside. And there's any number of ways to do that.
Do you like the abamectin baits for roaches and ants in the house?
I've used some abamectin baits. That's a good product. There's lots of good low toxicity baits out there. Frankly, I'd prefer to, you know, stop the drip at the fountain, fix your rain gutters, don't water the dog on the back porch. You're just creating that wonderful environment. Almost anywhere, if you build it, they'll come. And if you create a little roach habitat outside, when it gets hot and dry, the sun comes up, they run and get in a crack. And if that crack happens to be the track of your sliding door, they're going to come in the house.
Do you use natural diatomaceous earth dustings in that case much?
Diatomaceous earth I haven't used a lot, primarily because it's just too dusty. It gets up in the air, and a lot of my clients already are breathing compromised. And if you can get it down, you can actually apply it liquid, and I have done that. But it sure does wreak havoc on your equipment because it's sharp-edged, and it'll make your whirl cone nozzle several grades higher after a little short use because it grinds it out. And if you let it sit for a day or so, it makes a nice solid block of diatomaceous ocean floor in your sprayer. And so I've not used it as a spray as much as I've used it as just a dust, like Borg has. You can use one of those bellows dusters. And if you can put diatomaceous earth where those roaches are harboring, they won't harbor there anymore.
Harold, I hope that helps.
Oh, one quick thing. The next time Dallas builds a, quote, signature bridge, if the signature bridge could be built like the bridge, the Commerce Street Bridge in Austin, to hold a large bat colony. I'm a mile north of Joe Pool Lake in South Grand Prairie. And just anything, you know, bat houses at our schools or Texas Parks and Wildlife out here at Joe Pool Lake, just anything we as citizens can do to bring about, you know, a stronger colony of bats to the Dallas area like they have in Austin, I'll take the bats flying over my head versus airplanes spraying at night.
Well, so, we love them too, and some of the city councils in the past have actually tried to keep bats out of our parks and so forth.
That's a wonderful idea. I kind of like that. We could be as weird as Austin if we had the bat, the people leaving the Omni Hotel and going out to watch the bat flight at night. That's a great idea.
Talk more about it when we come back. Howard Garrett and Gene Helmick Richardson will be back right after this.
Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Stop the witch hunt. That's the plea today from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who says the U.S. should stop investigating his secret spinning website and promise not to prosecute his staff or supporters. The U.S. is not inclined, and the Brits are after him as well. If Assange leaves the Ecuadorian embassy in London, he faces extradition to Sweden to face questions in a sex crimes case. Mitt Romney relaxing with family today in New Hampshire while he prepares for a campaign sprint toward next week's Republican convention in Florida. He attended a Mormon church this morning with his wife, their son Tag, and other family members. A 15-year-old New Jersey girl is due in court tomorrow, accused of trying to kill her family by setting their house on fire. No one died. And some Russian activists are suing Madonna for millions of dollars. They say they were offended by her support of homosexual rights recently. This is SRN News.
It's back to school time. Does your child have everything they need? Backpack, notebooks? How about an omega-3 fish oil supplement? Science tells us that omega-3 fish oil is great for supporting the healthy brain function of your child. And a new school year is the perfect time to try it risk-free. Introducing Children's Omegables, the powerful, brain-friendly omega-3 that's guaranteed to support the health of your child's developing mind. Children's Omegables provides a daily dose of nutrition for the brain in a delicious flavor children love. Start the new school year off the smart way. Give your child Children's Omegables. But hurry, this back-to-school risk-free offer is only available for a limited time.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-726-2429. There's no better time to support the developing mind of your child. Just call 1-800-726-2429. That's 1-800-726-2429.
With Esrin Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. On pace for the worst season in franchise history, the Houston Astros have fired manager Brad Mills as well as hitting coach Mike Barnett and first base coach Bobby Meacham. The Astros have the worst record in the majors at 39-82 after a 12-4 loss to Arizona Saturday. Mills was fired after the game. The LA Dodgers only got four hits in their 6-2 win over Atlanta. All were home runs. Dodgers shortstop Hanley Ramirez, who had a three-run homer and a solo shot, says he's in a hitting groove right now.
I feel good at home plate right now. So, you know, I just see the ball hitting right now. So I'm not thinking of nothing. Just, you know, go out there and trust in your hands and throw your hands out.
Dodgers manager Don Mattingly missed yesterday's contest as he's been suspended for two games and also given an undisclosed fine for excessive arguing with a home plate umpire. L.A. is a half game behind West leader San Francisco, who beat San Diego 8-7. Cincinnati split a doubleheader with Chicago, while Pittsburgh was losing to St. Louis 5-4. The Pirates remained 6.5 behind the central leading Reds. This is SRN Sports. Jonathan Neese outdueled Edwin Jackson and combined with two relievers of the Mets' 5-hit, 2-0 shutout over the Nationals. Jackson, who allowed two runs in seven innings, says he was outpitched by Neese.
Neese was the better pitcher. He came out and he held us scoreless, and the bullpen did the same. I gave up two runs. And we lost, so I'm going to pretty much sum it up.
Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 4-3. It was Miami 6-5 over Colorado. In the American League, Boston down New York 4-1. Wild card leader Tampa Bay is within five games of the East leading Yankees after they beat the LA Angels 10-8. The Rays erased an 8-0 deficit of that game. West leader Texas edged Toronto 2-1. Oakland won their third straight 8-5 over Cleveland to stay five games behind the Rangers. Elsewhere, it was Baltimore 3-2 over Detroit. Kansas City down the White Sox 9-4. Central leading Chicago a game and a half in front of the Tigers. And Seattle edged Minnesota 3-2. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard and Gene back. Jack in Dallas next up. Hello, Jack.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Quick question. My wife's had a nice begonia place for about 15 years, and they have just cratered. I looked at one day before yesterday, and right at the root, it just fell over. The screener asked about spots, and I haven't seen any spots on them. The only thing I can figure is maybe since we've had to go to that twice-a-week watering instead of, you know, once every 5 or 6 days, maybe I'm over-watering. So your opinion, please.
Well, mine are still hanging in there and doing fairly well, but they got hurt by the hail that we had, and then following that, the 106-degree weather was pretty tough on begonias, and a lot of them look pretty ragged right now. So
yeah, these were somewhat guarded, though. They're kind of below an overhang, so they're, you know, it's possible that they got hit. But
well, they do better in milder weather. I would drench them with compost tea or the whole Garrett juice mixture and make sure that they're mulched. Although the temperature's gone down a lot now, you'll probably see them popping back pretty well without doing a whole lot of anything. So I'd do the Garrett juice, maybe a little dry molasses, be a good time. It's a fall fertilization time to start thinking about it at least anyway.
Okay, but you don't think it was just the overwatering then?
Well, it could have been overwatering, but it might have been just the opposite. Watering twice a week when it's 106 on pretty delicate plants, that may not be enough.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'll put some fertilizer out and see if they trudge back.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
We've got Doug in Irving that's got an interesting call, it looks like, here. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Appreciate you taking the call. I tried to get through for a while. It sounds like you're pretty busy today, but appreciate the education on this mosquito control. And I had a question since I grew up in Minnesota, where they have massive mosquitoes. I never thought about getting a disease from the Texas mosquitoes, but I've got the West Nile virus and had it for about 6 weeks and still having trouble with breathing, and most of the symptoms have gone away. But I can tell you this is about as sick as I've been in my life, and I hope that this serves as an opportunity to educate the public what and also our public officials on having a game plan going forward on the treatment of these mosquitoes. And why is that? Can you tell me why the I've never heard anybody reference the Minnesota Metropolitan Mosquito Control Plan that is about a $12 million annual budget. And it dampened the issues with mosquito transmitting disease up there, but they still have plenty of mosquitoes.
Well, it's been brought up during all this debate, but Gene may know more about it than I do.
Almost every major metropolitan area in the United States has a mosquito abatement district or area or program. And, of course, I've heard that up there the state bird is the mosquito, and they are definitely plagued with lots of mosquitoes, so many lakes and so many places for them to breed. I would use any of those as a model program. There's a lot of researchers out there working really hard to find effective means, and sadly, the most effective means is just grunt work, going out, finding where they're breeding and getting rid of them.
Yeah. And globally, as you all know, I mean, this is a huge issue and kills a lot of people. But in the United States, we haven't had to deal with it for, you know, the last as a major health issue for quite a long time, other than those areas, especially in Texas. We just never really thought about getting any type of illness. And mosquitoes are pretty small and not that aggressive. And usually when they're out, it's 105 degrees, so I'm not sitting outside. But I hope that you guys can eliminate some of the hysteria surrounding this, and then also tell people about the repercussions of getting some of these illnesses. It is seriously, I mean, I got asked to do an interview on the TV, and I was in bed. I can't even get out of bed. So,
Doug, did you have any kind of immune problems before you got this disease?
I had no problems, and I didn't even think I wasn't even going to get tested. But my wife said, "Let's go to the doctor because you it sounds like your symptoms with these massive headaches, fevers, and extreme fatigue. You've got this West Nile." And I go, "Oh, I don't have that. Where would I get it in my backyard? I don't even get bit by mosquitoes here." And the only time I recall really getting bit was at the, around the 4th of July in Fort Worth at the Botanical Gardens and a concert at night. But I have friends that are opposed to any type of spraying. Learned organic gardening from my grandfather 50 years ago, and I'm 61, but this is, I had no underlying symptoms or conditions, but my doctor has had a lot of people come in, and when they tested my blood, the people who drew it said, "Well, you look pretty good. You know, we've had to hospitalize some people. We got some people really that look horrible," and I think, you know, some of this is just underreported because some of the people don't get bad symptoms. But
some people don't get symptoms at all. That's right.
Yeah. But if you get bad, and I'm gasping here for breath if I talk on the phone too long, I'm supposed to be on a trip to Minnesota, ironically, right now. But I can't I don't want to get on a plane or drive. And this is pretty bad, so I hope you take an opportunity to educate people that talk about crop dusters and all the other issues. I think they're trying to be as sensitive as they can, but they just, as a public official, you got to consider that people could be dying from this or get ill for years. And I've heard some pretty bad stories about it. I think we're lucky here in the U.S. to not have pretty much eradicated most of the illness that occurs globally.
Right.
Well, I really appreciate you calling, Doug. And what we're trying to do is exactly what you're suggesting, is get people to put in programs that are comprehensive that will really control the problem. And just spraying the air, you know, is only a piece of the puzzle.
Check out their website in the metropolitan Minnesota area, because they do backpack spraying and ground spraying, and then they use pellets dropped from helicopters. I'm not sure if they still do aerial spraying or not, but that is a pretty good model. And they do have mosquitoes that can, frankly, carry you away. So.
Well, I appreciate it. I got one tip for you. If you're not already doing it, get the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and start taking it on a daily basis.
I do take it. You know, I've been a longtime proponent of organic and probiotics for quite a long time.
Okay,
so
good.
I appreciate that.
I'm really sorry that you got the disease, Doug. I feel it's a failure of our government to protect us sometimes, but we can't depend on the government. And you just reached, you know, a lot of people who need to hear this, to not just say, I'm tough, I'm young, I don't need protection. And we do need to follow all those D's. Stay out, defend yourself, dress right, don't go out at dusk and dawn, and all those common sense measures that aren't as dramatic as an airstrike, but that really work.
I appreciate you guys educating everybody, so the reaction to this is not based on misinformation, but good information and research and no hysteria on this thing. I really appreciate what y'all are doing.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Bye, Doug.
Okay. Bye. Let's talk about those D's. One of the D's that's thrown around here a lot is DEET. I have never been a fan of DEET. Not that it's the same thing. I don't have a problem and recommend that people that are susceptible to mosquitoes, they don't bite me for some strange reason, too much anyway, but I've never been a fan of DEET. What's your take on that?
I think it's kind of interesting that the Sacramento Fight the Bite Plan has the four D's too, but instead of DEET, they have defend.
Defend.
Defend yourself against bites, and they list the DEET and the eucalyptus oil,
herbal
citrus oil,
things.
Herbal
yeah.
remedies. There are a lot of herbal remedies out there. Even Skin So Soft works as a mosquito repellent.
One of my favorites is called Cactus Juice, and it's a good one. It was on the market and then off the market, and supposedly back on now. And it works very well. I tell you something else, too. One of my listeners reminded me of this not too long ago. I was getting a lot of bites like my wife always gets here a while back, and I started taking B-complex again, which I hadn't done for a while. And there must be something to that because, boy, they don't touch me anymore.
Well, there are any number of theories about stuff that you can eat. I know that garlic.
Garlic,
which I
eat a lot, too.
Goes along with wearing the proper deodorant, but you start to smell so bad the mosquitoes and nobody else will be around you. But
to solve that problem, just everybody has to eat garlic, and then there's not a bad smell anyway.
Broadcast garlic. I use Green Band some, and there's other citronella type products, and
vanilla works for some people really well. We've got some formulas on our website, and there's a lot of good herbal remedies out there.
Almost any of the good essential oils. I mean, the reason the plants developed those essential oils ecologically was to keep themselves from getting eaten up by bugs mostly. And so those almost all those work pretty well.
One thing about the DEET is that it has on the label that children shouldn't be able to use it. And a lot of people, including me in the past, have said that it was on the label not to use it on the kids. You can use it on kids, but if you do, I would recommend putting it on the skin, on the clothing more than on the skin. If you use it a lot, you're going to be able to taste it after a while. So be careful with overusing anything.
Anything that says toluamide makes me a little nervous. It's a very effective chemical.
And, oh, yeah.
You can use it on – I've got an old work shirt that I treat and put on sometimes, even though I don't like it. It's not on my skin, and the shirt stinks, and I don't wash it between times, but it keeps the skeeters off of me.
Okay, we're about to have a break, but we need to catch up with a few other calls here. Karen and Sherman, what's up?
Hello, Howard.
Let me talk to you off the air because you've got something, and we're about to go to break, and we'll be able to not be in such a rush there. I'll be back with you in just a second. The rest of you holding will get you on here in just a minute. If you for next week or later today, if you can get on 866-444-3478. We'll be back.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only, to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most companies, but it strips the water of its minerals. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells, Texas. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to the store to get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The
best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com. All right, Howard, back with you. Gene is still with us, and we'll take a couple more calls, but I wanted to work in something that we've been haven't been able to get to today. We've been talking about this mosquito thing so much. It is time to start getting ready for your fall fertilization. You can use dry molasses. You can use corn gluten meal if you want to do that. One of the blend fertilizers is fine. I personally will be doing dry molasses and the Garrett Juice Plus spray and drench. It's a good time to be planting some fall crops. This little drop in temperature, especially here in our area, and it's going to vary wherever you are in the country, but for a lot of you listening, you can do another round of summer squash, another round of bush beans, another round of cucumbers. I've got my red lima beans just coming on now because the hail destroyed them, and they're coming back from little bunged up plants, and I think they'll end up producing fairly well. And the fall crops, the true fall crops, can be planted now. You can start doing the starts of broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and all those cool season things. Too early for the real cool season things like lettuce and spinach, but there's just a lot of things you can plant right now. And also in the plant category, annuals and perennials, some of the things that can last the rest of the summer in heat, but even pretty soon we'll be able to start planting things that can go right into the fall, dianthus and petunias and things like that. And for all of you, if you're planning on some new planting, I recommend you get a test of the area where you're going to plant. Send it down to Texas Plant and Soil Lab. That's what I would do. It's what I do. And get a good test to see what your fertility program ought to be as far as getting it really fine-tuned. If you're already growing something that you're curious about why it's not doing as well as it should, or you want it to just be better than it already is, even though it is good, get tissue sample tests done by Texas Plant and Soil Lab. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. And if you didn't get that, just don't rush. Just go to our website, and right on the right-hand side, you'll see a banner ad for them. and they can help you out with getting going with your garden. Okay, back to the phones. Let's see, Ron in Louisville next up. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, I had a question about the compost tea. When you set it out there, that will attract a bunch of mosquitoes, but if you cover it up, will that stop it from, you know, getting the oxygen it needs to decompose?
You're thinking a compost pile will attract mosquitoes?
Compost tea, like a, no, just a, I got a big barrel with the water in, you know, and the vegetation in it, and I dump sometimes fruit in there to make my own compost tea.
Well, if your compost tea is attracting mosquitoes, that's kind of rare. I don't see that often. You can put just a little bit of orange oil in there, like a tablespoon per gallon or less, and the larvae will be taken care of. I'm surprised they'll live in the compost tea, though.
Okay. And what about if you collect rainwater to keep mosquitoes out of that? Is there a, you know, if you just cover it up or what?
Covering up will work. Gene, what's your favorite recipe there?
Window screens, if you're using it not as potable water, probably as potable water would work too, but one of them little dunks dropped in there, that's the ideal situation for a dunk.
The BTI product will work in that situation.
And, that'll keep mosquitoes out. You should have a screen over it anyway just to keep things from falling in and drowning in it.
Will a regular window screen keep mosquito out?
Yeah, that's what they're designed for, yep.
Okay.
Those window screens are designed to specific. It won't keep out a black fly.
Well, I'm glad that came up.
A punky or a no-see-em, but it will keep out a mosquito.
Okay, great.
Okay, if you go through and just like run a real fine sieve through there and just pick out the larva, is that just a waste of time or what?
No, that'll work too.
Yeah.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
You may be seeing the larvae of the maggots of the a hover fly or something else besides mosquitoes too, Ron. And if that's the case, they're beneficial. You might look at my website and look at, what's the one called? It's a hover fly larva, and it looks like a hot dog with a tail on it. And if that's what
I've seen some that are red. Is that the ones you're talking about?
Might be. That's actually a beneficial insect. It's a fly that helps pollinate, and the little maggots will be around in compost tea water a lot of times, and a similar maggot will be in wet compost, and it's a segmented little worm, and it's the larva of the black soldier fly. And in both cases, those are beneficials. Those are not mosquito larvae.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Appreciate the call. And let's see who's next. Chester in Mesquite. Hello, Chester.
Yes, Howard.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, these mosquitoes carry a virus, and they have to pick it up somewhere. And, you know, it seems like everybody's focusing on mosquitoes, but there's a carrier somewhere. It's like a black plague kind of thing. I mean, you know, the fleas and the rats and things. And there's something.
Some kind of vector. Okay, hang on. Gene, you want to get that?
Yeah. There is kind of a black plague deal going here, but it's black crows in this case. The corvid birds, that's crows and the blue jays, they migrate around. That's how it got here from New York. It came in.
30 seconds, Gene.
It came in New York, and then the birds distributed it. The mosquitoes that feed on the birds then carry it to the humans. So it's actually carried around by birds.
Gene Helmick Richardson, thank you very much for being with me. I've enjoyed the visit today. Go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and you can see the links to interviews between me and him and government officials and everybody on this mosquito issue, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.